This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Welcome, everybody, to the Cleveland Browns Report. We come to you from the Liberty Ford Studio at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. I'm Jim Donovan. Alongside is Dustin Fox from 92.3 The Fan. Gerard Cherry to my right from ESPN 850 WKNR. We're here to talk Browns football as the regular season schedule is out. Gerard, right off the top, the Browns once again, for the 14th time in 15 years since coming back in 1999 into the NFL, will open at home. This time around, they get the Miami Dolphins here. And let's hope they can finally get to 1-0 and get an opening game win. They've only done that once since coming back in 1999.
All right, Jim, and some people will be superstitious and say, you know what, please go on the road. But I'm of the mindset, if you're the Browns and you're going to send a message to the rest of this league and to your fan base, you need to win at home and conquer that mountain of losing games in the opener.
Yeah, what do you think about that? A lot of pressure normally put on the opening game. A lot of people after a game, opening game, will say it's only one game. But I have always looked at that opening game as being huge, especially for a team like the Cleveland Browns. And I'll put it to you this way, Dustin. There have been a couple of times where teams have come in here and beaten the Browns on opening day. When Kansas City did it in a weird opener here, the Chiefs went on and had a great year that year. When Tampa Bay beat the Browns down in Tampa a couple of years ago, it launched the Buccaneers, and they had a great, great season. The Saints, the year that they had a great year, came in here and knocked the Browns off on opening day, and it launched them. And I think it's important, really, that you win that game.
It's really important, especially when you're going to go on the road twice following that game. You want to build that momentum. There's no question that you can develop that. You think about this, the offseason, training camp, everything you go through, you're excited. There's a positive vibe. You're thinking about the opener. You get to run out in your stadium, again, in front of your fans, and have an opportunity to play good football. You've got to win that game because it's gonna just steamroll for the rest of the season.
I want to go down near the end of the schedule. It's a tough finishing leg. At New England in December, Chicago here, and then two more on the road. At the Jets, who will be fascinating, and then they end against the Steelers. Okay, that's not easy, okay, because probably those teams, all of them feel right now that they're at that time when they take on the Browns, they'll be making a playoff run. And it starts with New England, and I think it's safe to say they'll be making a playoff run.
Yeah, very safe to say, unless Tom Brady's out, that they'll be on the track to get to playoffs. And the Jets, they have to win, because if they don't, Rex Ryan's going to lose a job. So, yes, they're playing some pivotal football, and you look at Chicago as well, perennial playoff team also. So very tough stretch, but I like it because it just lets the Browns see what their merits are and what they're really worth.
Three of the last four, then, are on the road.
Well, it's going to be tough. I like the fact that they end with the Steelers, though, because it's always a test. Can you get over the hump against Pittsburgh, Baltimore? Okay. Those are the teams. They run roughshod in this division. And, look, if you're playing for something, either team, Pittsburgh or the Browns in the final game, I think it's critical. And then, like you said earlier, you can end the season on a positive note to beat your rival. That can give you momentum going in the offseason as well.
Absolutely. No better way to do that than to knock off the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that's a brief look at what's coming up this regular season. Very, very exciting. Again, they open at home. They end on the road against the Pittsburgh Steelers. My thanks once again to Dustin Fox, Gerard Cherry. I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for joining us here on the Cleveland Browns Report. For more in-depth speculation and strategizing for the Browns' regular season schedule, join us for a very special schedule-revealing show coming up on Channel 3, Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Once again, for Dustin Fox, Gerard Cherry, I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for joining us once again on the Cleveland Browns Report.